You were holding by the mission of Yudal Roman Aleph on top.
Mr. Redis, Hashaychit b'Shabbos Yom Kippurim. If somebody shechs of a Jew, shechs an animal on Shabbos or on Yom Kippur, Sa'af HaPisham is Chayiv B'Nafsh, even though it's Chayiv Misa, it didn't have Eira, or Rashi says on Yom Kippur means Chayiv Chorus, still Shchitas HaKshara, even though it didn't have Eira, and even though maybe it becomes a Mumah here, but I think the Ran speaks, I will say, Yom becomes a Mumah after it does the Shchita. So it could be his second Shchita would be possible. But this Shchita itself, he didn't become a mumma yet. So this shchita is kosher, you'll not eat mishchitosa. Yeah. Samur says, Omer Rav Huna, Dorash Chia Barav, Mishmei Derav, Asura Bachir Liyoma. If you know Midrabbanan though, you're not allowed to eat from this shchita on Shabbos itself. Rashi says, Asura Bachir, Mishom Shchita Shabbos, like there's a chumra, not to eat from it since you did it on Veir on Shabbos. Rashi says, Rafilu Bo Loch, the Bosch, even if you want to eat raw meat. So you should not eat from it, since the Naveri was done with it on Shabbos. Then the Mor says, the Nasfin Chavil Meimis, Chavirim came and wanted to help him out like, Rashi says, B'nei HaYeshiva, all about that, B'nei HaYeshiva thought to say, so Nasfin Chavil Meimis, Reb Yehudi, they thought to say, that our Mishnah goes like Reb Yehuda. So Mor says, and the water should be also, B'yayma, you can't eat the meat that day. So Mor says, Hi Reb Yehuda, like from which Mishnah do we hear Reb Yehuda hold this halacha, that's also teeth to meet that day. Where's this Rabbi Yehuda? Someone says, hi, Rabbi Yehuda, which Rabbi Yehuda? Someone, Rabbi wanted to say, Rabbi Yehuda, the Hachoni. Maybe it's Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah in Beitza, about Hachona. This man learned over there, Mechad Chines, Adluyin Lefnei Behema. He let it chop up pumpkins in order to serve it, to give it to an animal on Yom Tif. V'yes HaNevela Lefnei Eklovim. He could even chop up a Nevela, dead animal, to give it to Eklovim. It's mutter to chop it up on Yom Tov. Rashi said, Luya means Hatlush, but if they're already picked off, they're not attached anymore. There's another Rashi says, Filu Meis Mayim B'Shabbos, even they died today on Shabbos. So even on Shabbos, you'll have to do these two things. That's the Tanakh concept of Shimon Shita. He holds what they're not Muksa, and therefore you'll have to prepare it for an animal. If you have you die, it depends. In Lehois, a Nevela Mero Shabbos, if it didn't die, if it wasn't a Nevela from before Shabbos, so it was alive at the beginning of Shabbos, Yos Venus Muksa. Asura, you're not allowed to touch this meat. If the animal died on Shabbos, you can't touch it. It's Muksa. The Frishenim and Amuchin. Because it wasn't prepared, Rashi says, Shenamuchin Esmo, Kishikida Shayim, the Hoysoy Medes Lamaychel Klovim. At the beginning of Shabbos, it was still alive. It wasn't aimed for an animal to eat it. Therefore, it's Muksa. So, verses like this Alma, what do we see? Kivun Dloyes Kavin, Meyasmo, since you didn't prepare it. From Erev Yom Tif, it wasn't prepared to be, it wasn't oimed to be eaten from Erev Yom Tif, is Asura, it's Muksar on Shabbos. So if so, Hachinami, that's trying to Mishnah also maybe. Well, that's what Rav Yehuda meant to Dashin. In the name of Rav, that he meant to say, Hachinami, here also, Kivan Loi Iskin, since it wasn't prepared before Shabbos, the person first shechted this on Shabbos, so it's Loi Iskin, yes, more Asura. Because the Havmin is, it's an Iskin Muksar, that's what Yehuda Marav meant to say. That's what Rav meant to say. It's also teeth on Shabbos because it's kosher, it's muksa. And Rashi says, the muksa also mid rabbanon, it's also mid rabbanon. So, Malay Abayah said back, no, midomi, what's one to do with the other? Hosa mikor mukhun liyodom. Rash the mukhun liklovim. Over there, first it was a live animal, it was mukhun liyodom. Now you want to serve it to klovim, that you don't do. It's not, it wasn't aimed to be given to klovim, so therefore it's muksa. It wasn't aimed to give it to dogs. At the beginning of Shabbos, it was a live animal, and usually an animal you shecht and give it to people to eat, not to dogs. But Horcha here was a live animal, true. But Mikora Mochen Liyodim. Before Shabbos, this animal, what are you going to do with it? Eventually, you give it to a person to eat. Vashta Mochen Liyodim. And now that you made a Shchita on Shabbos and you want to give it to an Adam, so the Havmin Yerud is not called Muksa. It's Mochen both for an Adam, so what should be wrong with it? Because Misa and Mur says, Misa, what you hold, Taheima Bechayel Achila Medis, who told you that when the animal is alive, it's oimid to be eaten? Who said that's Pshat? No. Taheima Bechayel Gadla Medis. When the Behem is alive, Bechof and oimid to be eaten. It's oimid to either to have kids or a place to work with. But it's not oimid to be killed, to eat. So who it's still called Muksa? Yeah. Smur says, Yochi, if so, Tehemel Rabbi Yehuda B'yomtif, Hechishachtin, if that's a sfer, what you say now, then when the animal's alive, it's oimid, to stay alive, like to work with it, to let it have animals, to have the kids, if so, how could you shecht an animal on yomtif, according to Rabbi Yehuda? The Chura, before beginning of yomtif, the animal, live animal, is oimid, you tell him in Lagadol, to stay alive, to have kids, so how could he go and shecht it now on yomtif? It should be muksa, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Or Malay said back to him like this, I medis liachilo v'yomedis legadol. Enchlam, stam an animal is oimid for both. Stam an animal is oimid either to keep it alive and work with it, or else it's oimid liachilo for shechita. So it depends. Nishchato if you shecht the taka on yomtiv. Hu v'road liachilo medis. You're teaching us now that it's oimid liachilo. So that's why maybe both on Shabbos and on yomtiv. Once you made a shechita, you're mavar, you're showing us that this animal is oimid to be eaten. And therefore, it's maybe it's not muksa, not muksa. But la nishchato, if you do not shecht it on yomtif, Ras Rashi says, "Gagoyin zu shlo shochta esmel or mistamal anicha manaf fishka b'shabbat." That's Rashi's answer. Even our Gemara also has bishleim on yomtif that you let a shecht on yomtif. So then we say, if you shecht on yomtif, you meant to it's oimit for you to eat it. But here, that on Shabbos minastam minal a shecht on Shabbos. So if you didn't shecht it before Shabbos, he's showing us now that it's oimid legadol. Le nishchata huvud legadol medis. And therefore it remains muksa now on Shabbos, even if you made the shchita on Shabbos. Rasha zilka huvro kishkidis ayyam legadol medis. Here by Shabbos minastam, you don't make a shchita on Shabbos. So since the beginning of Shabbos you didn't shecht it yet, it's oimid to stay alive. So if about your makatsa das, you like put your mind away from it. Therefore it remains muksa. So maybe that's pshat. So it's good of Yudah, Mishnah, go look at Yudah, or like Rab says, that's also teeth today, because it's muksa. For the Gemara, I, v'holestele, Yudah, Breira, that can't be the Svara. If Yudah doesn't know from Breira. So here you're telling me, how do you shecht an animal on yomtif? You're telling me, now, Sam, an animal really should be muksa. Just when you shecht it on yomtif, you're showing us that you had das to eat it now, so your das now has to be full also. That's a Svara of Breira. That we don't know what you mean, and later when you do one way, you show us what you mean. That's Breira. Our reviewer doesn't know from Breira. Mur says, Minol, how do you know that he doesn't know from Breira? In them, if you want to tell me a bit of time, you've learned like this. You learned halakay, echiyayim ben akusim. Somebody buys wine or fakusi. And minastam, they did not take off trumas and maisris. So, Aymir, when the Jew buys it now, when he wants a drink from it, he has to say, shnei lugim shaniyosa lafre shareyen truma. That the two lugim, like there's 100 lugim, let's say, so 50%, I mean 1/50th of it, you're setting aside for truma, asara maiserishin, 1/10th remain maiserishin, and tisha maisersheni, or mechel and yepoida the maisersheni, v'shoisim yad, drink it right away, divu rabbi meya. And vice versa, yisamechon greira, that these lugim, that you made truma or maiser, those will be left over at the bottom of the barrel, so like yisamechon greira, what you drink now is mutter. And what's left over later, you'll take them out. That's Reb Meir Shita. Reb Yehuda, Reb Yosi, Reb Shimon Osim, they hold no. You can't drink from this. Why? Because it's all mixed up together. The Rashi says about the Rashi, Alma Reb Yehuda, left lay braver. Vechai Yishem Truma Shosa. Because in this whole barrel now, you have Truma mixed up in here. So you can't drink from it. If you drink from it, you have to be afraid. Maybe you're drinking the Truma. So you see, Reb Yehuda does not hold from braver. It's only Reb Meir that says you have a right to be Seimich. You drink now some wine from it. And you have right to say later, tomorrow, the leftover, you take off a truma, it's burr, like that shows us, only that was a truma all along, and what you drank before is okay. But Reb Yehuda doesn't open this burr. So how could you make a shchit on yomtiv then? So the answers could be no. Maybe Reb Yehuda holds from Breira. But the reason why he says he shouldn't drink from the wine now, because the new chsaron there, omulala Reb Meir, Reb Yehuda is about Reb Meir. Why aren't you afraid if you drink some wine now before you really take off the trumas and maaseris? Let's be afraid later they'll break the barrel and all the wine will get ruined and you won't be able to take off trumas and maaseris. It's so benim to shreis to tol l'mafreya. Like if you never come to take off the trumas later, so rather we drank at the beginning was tevel. So maybe that's why Yehuda says you shouldn't drink from this barrel of wine now before you take off truma. Not because it doesn't know from Breira, but you're afraid maybe the barrel will break. And normally, Rabbi Meir said back to Yehuda, that I'm not afraid about. Likashi Boka.
I'm not afraid of that.
Look, if it breaks, it breaks. I meant to say, though, that right now it didn't break. I'm not afraid it's going to break. So you see, it's not a machlekes and breira. Everybody holds from breira. Machlekes says, are you afraid it's going to break or not? So still, maybe if Yehuda holds on Yom Tov, the reason why he could eat from the Shechita on Yom Tov was Yisrael on breira. Samura says, no. Ela rather me the Tony Ayah. From this time, Rosh says, Shem of Echochem. Ayah learned like this. The Tony will learn like this. Tony Ayah. Ayah learned. That Yehuda says, a nodam masna al shnei dvarim kiyechad. A person hilchos ervin, you can't put down like two erves and make it tanai. A nodam masna al shnei dvarim kiyechad. A person can't put down two erves, erev tchumen outside the city, and be make a tanai. Ela rather is like this. Kiyechad. Ela imbo chochol mizrach eruv lemizrach. The marav eruv lemarav. That's all. You put it down on both sides, and you could say now, whichever side the Chacham comes to, that's the side the Erev should be. But vidu lekan ulekan loy, but to put it to be both ways, that you can't do. Yeah. Rashi says, elim bo Chacham al Chacham echad shebo. You don't know which way is coming, that you can make it. But two ways, that you can't do. So since the Gemara explains now, we look on the kan loy, the vino bo. We ask the question: Maishna lekan lekan de loy diyein brayra or from brayra. In other words, let's say there are two chacham coming, and you want to have your choice tomorrow to pick whichever one you want. That's no good. So what do you say? You can't take your choice because of ein brayra. If so, mizrach umar of nami, even if it's only one chacham coming, and you're not sure which side of the city he's going to be in, so you want to make an erev on a tanai, whichever one he comes tomorrow, that's the one you want to be chal. Also, with say ein brayra. As right now, when you put down the Erev, you don't know which one's going to be Chal. You have to wait till tomorrow to see when he comes. That's also Breira. Remember, Rav Yehuda or Kfar B'Chochem, the Torah says, they were talking about the Chochem already came. So if only one Chochem is supposed to come, and he came before Shabbos, because you do not know which side he came on. So then you could put down two Erevs, and you make it tonight, whichever side he's at, you want it to be Chal. So that's not Breira, because really, it's known right now where he is, just you don't know. But if you put down two Erevs and you say, listen, two Chacham are coming tomorrow. I don't know which one I want to go to yet. I'll decide tomorrow. So then right now we don't know. It's first going to be decide tomorrow. That's called Breira. That does not according to Rabbi Yehuda. So here you see clearly Rabbi Yehuda does not hold from Breira. So we're back to the Kasha. If Rabbi Yehuda does not hold from Breira, how could you shecht on Yom Tov? Ah, let's be afraid that it was Muksa. If you tell him now, Behem is Oymid Legadol, the Behem is Oymid, just to have kids or to work with it, not to shecht it, so every behemoth should be muksar and non-yomtif. So it's like this, El Rad Om Rab Yosef, Rab Yehuda de Kalami. So it's not true. So, but you have to answer then is, so what means that? What you have to answer now to say, well, the Chuvah is Kash, like the Stam of behemoth, is Zoymid Lachidur also. That's why a lot of shecht it on yomtif. So we have a Kash and our Mishnah then. The Stam of behemoth is Zoymid Lachidur Shechita then, so why is the muksar then? So why should it be also? So the other kasha, which of you there is it that says that it's also bachila liyomai? So where it says in the Chachamim, El Om Rav Yosef, Hatayetz Rav Yehuda de Kalim Vi. So Rav Yehuda, in the lachas of Kalim, this now we learn like this: Kol ha Kalim hanitolim b'Shabbos, any Kalim that you're allowed to use on Shabbos that has a useful purpose on Shabbos. So Shivreyim nitolim. If the kli breaks, a plate breaks, you could use the broken plate also. But a bavad providing she oisim mei melacha. They have to be able to do the same type of malach was done before. Bin shivri areva, if you have a broken bowl that you used to make the dough in, so lachasas bem pichovius, it's enough to use it now just to cover a barrel. It doesn't have to be done mamish the same malach you did before. I think you could do some work with it. Shivri schuchas, let's say you have a broken glass, lachasas bem piapach, you could also close up, cover a bottle with it. So it has some use, it's not muksa. Rabbi Yehuda says no. Rabbi Yehuda over vachi oisim miyein malachton. It has to be similar to the same work it was doing before. If it's not the same thing before, then it's muksa. What does that mean to say? Shivri areva, a broken bowl that you use to knead the dough in. So losuk l'toicha mikveh. You have to be able to put now in there also mikveh is like a fat or thick soup. Kitzur Rashi says tavshel av. You have to have some thick tavshel. It has to be like a dough that you could store in it now. And shivrei schuchas, because you have broken glass, lots of kotoichin shemen, you have to be able to put now oil inside it. Miei malachten, so the dik is only if it's usable now. Something like it was used before, then it's good. Tzadigas, then it's good. Mi'ein melachta nacheres loy, but if it's some other use, then no good. Alma, what do we see? Kivon lo iskin mi'es melach melacha. Yesterday you had a glass. A glass is only meant to drink with, to store liquid in it. It wasn't prepared, though, just a couple of barrels with it. So I fear it's also used today. It's like muksa. So Yochanan here now Mishnah also. Kivon lo iskin mi'es melach, since this animal was not set aside yesterday, asura, therefore should remain muksa. Wasn't set aside yesterday to eat with it. Rashi says, "Bakoch behemah v'chayel achila medis liyadi legadohem of Yehuda shem yomtiv." No, no, says Moshe. Omle noch near. The last time was Raya. So Moshe says again, "Omle bayabay says back again." Midomi, what's the tushdel? What's one to do with the other? Chosem mikor kli v'ashter shevakli. Before you had a glass. Now you have a broken glass or something else. It's not oimit to use this glass to cover with. Therefore, it's muksa. Therefore, the heavenly nevet. It's considered like something was created new on Yom Tov. That's why it's also on Shabbos. It's nevet. Something new came about. The yosa. But also, this animal, mikoro uchlo. Let's say before Shabbos, it's an animal. Well, lebsayf uchlo. And now on Shabbos, also it's an animal. Just as dead. So uchlo therefore, so it's a piece of meat. That's all. And therefore, it shouldn't be muksa. And Rashi speaks out, like we just came out before, that the reason why Yud holds a lot of shecht on Yom Tif, because an animal, even when it's alive, it's oimid lachila, it's not really muksa. So this animal is oimid to eat. So mana of community, it's alive or it's dead, it's not called nirlit, you're not creating something new. It's the same animal, same piece of meat. It's just like you slice off a piece of meat from it. So it's not nirlit here, so it shouldn't be muksa now, Mishnah. That's called uchla diifra, so it's a piece of meat. We heard from Yehuda, the Yom, he holds, Uchlo Diyifra is a sharpa dummy. We just cut off a piece of meat or piece of food from something else. That's not muksa. That's not, we learn like this. Ein tzerchten es ha-peris. You're not allowed to squeeze out peris, leitzim in mashkin, and take out juice from it. It's a schita. V'im yotzim mi'yatzim. What's going to be if the juice comes out by themselves? Let's say you have an orange. By itself, the juice, or the grapes, the juice comes out. Asum. But if you have bonnet sauce that's there, maybe you come to squeeze it out to drink it. Review says, if you first brought these, let's say, oranges into the house to eat them, then what comes out by itself on Shabbos, you're allowed to drink from it. Even grapes, if you brought the grapes in the house to eat them, so now if I missed, something pressed down and the juice came out, you're allowed to drink it. But if you brought it, these grapes, for eventually squeezed them to make it into juice, then on Shabbos, by itself, some juice came out of it, also, you're not allowed to eat from it. Because it's a gzera, since you brought it for that purpose, so obviously you're happy with the juice. We're afraid maybe you come to make more juice. Yeah. So Rashi just says, Shamim mino miho, dimishum nevad liyosa lab yudah. That for nevad, it's not also. As the question is, first you had grapes, and now juice came out of it. So why don't we say the juice should be yes? It's like nerlet, something new is being created. Elamari, if you'd hold, that's not called nerlet. It was like here before, it's like part of the food. It just came out now. So it's only yes, if it's exeri, you may come and squeeze it again on Shabbos. If you brought it for the purpose of squeezing. But if you brought these grapes for the purpose of eating, so there's no exeri, you come to squeeze it out more on Shabbos, you're allowed to drink the juice. So you see, even though it's coming out from the grapes, it's only called a piece of the grape, it's not called nerlet. So you're an animal also, when it's alive. And then when it's shechita, it's only called a piece of the meat. It's not called melet. So again, we're still in the kasha, then where do we see from Rabbi Yehuda that he would agree in our mission, it's asur b'yayma? The Gemara says, when Rav said it's asur b'yayma, the Gemara says it goes according to Rabbi Yehuda. Where is this Rabbi Yehuda? So the Gemara says, yes. Lavit mo'lo, didn't we learn upon this halacha here, that the Rabbi Yehuda says here, that if the juice comes out of the peris, and the peris are oimed lachilo, that you're allowed to drink the juice. So lavit melo, didn't we learn on this, that Om Rabbi Yehuda Mashmuel, Rabbi Yehuda Mashmuel says, that moid hoi Rabbi Yehuda will agree lachom trechomim, v'salei zeisim v'yanovim, we have baskets of olives or of grapes. That what, if you have baskets of olives and grapes, even if you brought them before Shabbos for the purpose of eating them, and now on Shabbos something happens, something presses down on them, that juice comes out, that what? That'll be also to drink? If you agree to this, why? Even though you brought it for achila. Alma, what do we say? Kivud l'schita kaima, that since most people, when they buy olives and grapes, the purpose of them is to press them to get wine and to get oil from it, so therefore, Yoivadaitai, this person also, even though he bought the grapes and the olives to eat them, but now the juice came out of it, we have to be afraid his Yoivadaitai will be nicha with it, and they'll be happy with the juice, and we have to make zero, maybe you go and press out more juice. Therefore, it's also. So I tell you, that's Pshat now Mishnah also. Hochinam, you also Pshat now Mishnah like that. Kivun l'shchita kaima. Since an animal is oimitav shchita. So therefore, true, you before Shabbat didn't think you're going to make a shchita on this animal. This animal is oimit l'gadol. But it is oimit l'shchita. So therefore, there's the gzera now that yoivadaitai, he'll put his mind onto it. Meaning to say that the reason why it's also yoimit on Shabbos is because since the person now has a shchita done to it, he's happy with the shchita. So after making zera, he may come to shecht himself also. The Rashi says, "B'chivon the day tabachi kazrina bonami." He shows us le'bachila osla kachilu le'mishchat. It will be matim to eat from this shchita. He may come next time le'chilu to make a shchita on Shabbos. Just like we're saying that if you agrees, by tali zaysim bi'anovim, even though you bought them la'chilu, but le'maisa now on Shabbos some juice comes out of it, you're happy with that juice. And there are abundance in Gzeira not to drink the juice. Because if you drink the juice, we're afraid you may go and press out to make more juice. It's the same thing on Shabbos also, a shchita. If somebody made a shchita on Shabbos, it's a Gzeira and the Rabbanan, not to eat from the meat. Because since the behemoth Elad is Oymid l'shchita. Even though you didn't want to make a shchita now, before Shabbos, but it's still Oymid eventually to make a shchita. So now that a shchita came about on it, we should make this Gzeira and the Rabbanan, not to eat it today. Because otherwise we're afraid you may go to Chetchila to make a shchita. Therefore, it's good our Mishnah comes out according to Rav, it comes according to this Rav Yehuda. The Gemara says, no, it won't come out well. The Gemara says, Midi hu taimo el Rav. Who are we coming to answer? Only Rav. Rav is the one that said in our Mishnah, Sepshana Mishnah, Liyoymi Tzasa. We want to say now Rav holds like Rav Yehuda. Homa Rav, Rav said on this whole, this Machlokes is about Chito, that Rav Shita was not like Rav Yehuda Mashmul, but Rav said that Rav holds no that if Yehuda would agree and would disagree, argue with Chomim, even Basalizesim Vianovim, even by grapes and by olives, if you brought them into the house, Amnas to eat them, so we see even though juice comes out on Shabbos, still it's mutter. And we don't say now that it changed, Yoiv Daiti, they have Das to drink it. No, it's totally clearly what your Das was before Shabbos. So Sova Shchitr also here. Since you did not make a shchita before Shabbos, minastam you did not have das to make the shchita on Shabbos. So minastam, if a shchita was done on Shabbos, we should not be afraid that maybe you can come to make another shchita. So we still do not know, according to Rabbi Yehuda, where's the Rabbi Yehuda that would agree to Rav's halacha that would say if you make a shchita on Shabbos, it's also tited b'yaymoi. We don't have such a Rabbi Yehuda yet. So where it says rather elu omer Rav Sheshes, pray the Ravidi. I'll tell you, Rabbi Yehuda didn't erase that maybe it means Rabbi Yehuda of Hilchos Neiros, the Muks of Neiros. According to that halacha, would apply good our Mishnah, wherein our Mishnah should be Yosef B'yayne. The Tanya would learn like this: Metaltlin Ner Chodesh Avolo Yoshan. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. You let him move around even on Shabbos, a new candlestick, but not an old one. And Rashi says, a new one you never lit yet. It's chazal limur of a peri, could use it to put peris inside it. Say if it was like not muksa yet, if we allowed to use it, move it around even on Shabbos. Avolo yoshin, not an old one, Rashi says, why? To muksu machmas miyus. Once you used it once, a kli cheres, it used once, like you burned the candle in it, it gets dirty, it gets black, it's miyus, it's disgusting like. And Rashi says, shadas kitzaboy. People don't like it. Vach bay manam, Rashi says, kishikidish shayoyim. He muksa machmas ever menachai shlo nishkato. Like at the beginning of Shabbos also, it's muksa machmas isa. Right now, at the beginning of Shabbos, you're not allowed to eat from this animal. Didn't have a shchita yet. It's muksa machmas isa. So the Havamina is a review that holds. For muksa machmas miyas, for sure is also going to hold muksa machmas isa. So I'll be the muksa, why not eat this piece of meat? Since at the beginning of Shabbos, it didn't have a shchita yet, so that an isa ever menachai on it. So that's why I saw the teeth from this meat. So Mora says, no. Ey, modishama, that the Rabbi Yehuda, when do we hear Rabbi Yehuda hold this type of a muksa? Only maybe the muksa machmas miyas. A muksa with the candlestick looks black and dirty. It's disgusting. That we say people will not use. So then you put it set it aside from your mind not to use it. Therefore, it's muksa lo Shabbos. But maybe muksa machmas issa mishamet lei. Where do we hear viewed holds for muksa machmas issa? Over the animal is okay. It looks nice. It's only had an issa even menachai on it. Who said the cloud that people on the katzadas put away the mind not to use it? Who said they viewed the grace of such a muksa? Someone says, in yes, I bring you proof he does. That not blood, they viewed the aynam, kol nerish shamatchas, metal to the chutzman and nerish alika bav yasa Shabbos. To the ner that was lit on that Shabbos, since it's nissa machmas muksa, we see he agrees to this machmas muksa. And Toy speaks over here, the Vad in the half minute, Amy Shabbat of Yehud muksa machmas smiyas, Toy also says, that the Vad is only a dichoy biyamhu, the muksa machmas is a vada is yoisichom in the muksa machmas smiyas, a vada the muksa machmas is mochomer, this is only dichoy biyamhu. Now again, the beginning of the Gemara, the Mishnah we learned, that we start off again, that our Sheikh of Shabbat, the only Kippur, Mapapish, Mishchai, Benash, is Chitosik Sheirom, again, we asked the Shaila Al-Khuri, is a Mumma, Lechala Shabbosois, so we should have a look like a girl and the Shkita should be possum. So we will tell you this the question, if not. So tell you one Torah says one say, if you're doing an Averi once, you don't become a Mumur. And therefore you don't have a look of a girl yet. Or else here that's only a look of Duba for Hesia. Here maybe it was Betzina. So I call upon him, after this Shkita alone, you don't become an Akum, you don't have a look of a Mechalish Haas. But for Hesia, therefore the Mishnah says the Shkita also is Kshera. So only Shalom with Rabbonin is also Tidana. Again, that Gemara wants to say that according to Rabbi Yehuda, it should be also b'chiru liyayma. So Tais also speaks out mashma clearly though, abul rabban and shor b'chilu. The Gemara only wants to say according to Rabbi Yehuda, it should be also b'chiru liyayma. It's a shalas muksa. But according to rabban and shita, according to Rabbi Shimon, it should be muta b'chilu. The question is, it's Shabbos. How could you do it on Shabbos? So Tais says shalas about malicha. Tais says in case we did a malicha already. When Namur Tay says, "Beloy Malicha Namishar Biyumtsev, you did Ruah, you could eat the meat Ruah, even without a Malicha." Because that's the law, that the dam of an animal is us, it's only Yasa when it's Pirish, when it comes out of the meat. But Kozman, the dam is inside the meat, there's no Issa Teet of the meat. And then we want to say, it's totally in Brera, but we came out, no Rebuyud himself does not hold from Brera. So first he wanted to bring the proof was from the Hichos of Erevin. Again, that law was Eruvi Tchumim. At Lachris, we know before Shabbos, if you want to walk more than a Paya Mama outside the city, you have to make an Eruv Tchumim. So, Menachtam, you put it on one side, and on that side, you can walk 4,000 Amis. The question is, though, let's say you don't know which side the Chacham is going to come, and you want to go to hear the Chacham's Rosha. So, one answer is, before Shabbos, put it down on both sides of the city. And it'll be Mavar to you on Shabbos, whichever side the Chacham is, that's the side you want to go to. That's only if there's one Chacham coming. And the Teretz was that the Chacham already arrived before Shabbos on that side of the city. It's only a son, you did not know which side he came on. So therefore, when you put down your Erev, Ben Ashmoshes, it's Chal right then. Like it's only a son, you just do not know. There's nothing to be Mavaya tomorrow. Right now it is, you do which side he's there, just you don't know about it. So that's not called Brera, that's called the Stama Kanai. Mashenka, and the case is, where, let's say, two Chachamim are coming tomorrow, and you don't know yet which side you want to go to, which one you want to hear. If you want to first decide tomorrow which one you want to go to, that's totally in Brera. Brera means you make like a Suffolk Chalais now, even though we do not know for sure where it is right now, but you make it now Menas Suffolk on Menas, that later on you'll be Mavire, later on you'll tell us exactly which one you want. So that's a Shaila, how to learn what the Chassar of Brera is. Someone, there's no such thing as a Suffolk Chalais. When you make something, it has to be Chal Vadi 100% right now. You can't make something to be Chal on a doubt and to be Mavayir later. That's what some learn. Other learn, no, it could be Chal on a Suffolk. Just that we say that you have to wait till tomorrow or later to see the Mavayir, that you can't do. You can't be Mavayir later for now. That's the Chsaron of Brera. So you want to say that that's the Chsaron according to Yehuda, that Yehuda does not hold from Brera. So that was the shaila again. How could you make a shechita on Shabbat on Yom Tov? The animal is not oimid l'achila. That was a proof we had to say no. That according to Yehuda, a stam animal is oimid l'achila. It's called an oichel. Therefore, that cannot be the muksa. According to Yehuda, Yehuda held an animal is oimid for l'achila. So if the final maskorner wants to say the Mishnah goes according to Yehuda's din that there's a muksa machmas
Mias, and then we shlugged up and said, now he only holds Muchas Machmas Mias, not Muchas Machmas Issa, and that's what we're holding right now, whether he holds from Issa Machmas Muchas Machmas Issa or not. Alright, we'll stop here. We'll continue on the other side. So wait till the end of the tape and then turn over.